What's up, Shoreline family? It's me again, Jermaine Harrison, your local youth pastor, and we are continuing our summer series we're calling High School Heroes, where we've been observing the lives of teenagers in the Bible, their heroic faith that led to a heroic way of living. And we've also been observing principles and applications that we can put into practice in our lives both today and beyond that will make us devoted followers of Christ and a blessing and encouragement to those around us. And so today specifically, we're going to be looking at a high school hero who was an orphan teenage girl, Queen Esther. You've probably heard her story before, but I hope that today will be an encouragement and a reminder of God's truth that we'll see in her life. But before we jump in, I wanted to ask every single one of you to think about a time where you were in the right place at the right time. Think of a story, a scenario where, you know, maybe someone dropped their wallet like and they didn't notice it, but you were in the right place and the right time to grab it and give it back to them, or they left their ID card behind, or whatever it might be. What comes to my mind when I think of that question of a time when I was in the right place and the right time was just a couple months ago, right before the coronavirus hit, and me and my wife were on our way to our community group gathering that evening. And as we turned the corner in our apartment complex neighborhood, I saw a car parked in the middle of the road, like obviously just, you know, got stopped or stuck. And in that moment, my wife and I were like, we gotta help this person. And so we pull over and we see that it's this gentleman, and I go up to him and he's like, I don't know, my car just stopped. And so I started to get to know him. His name is Emmanuel. He worked for a favor, or, you know, one of those food delivery organizations, and his car battery had died. Luckily, I have a fantastic electric charger that I use to jump my car, and it's always in my car. And so a lesson to every one of you guys out there listening, just make sure you have a backup electric battery in your car that you can help someone who may need their car jumped. So we're standing there and we're, you know, trying to get his car battery to work. And over the course of that time, I'm getting to know stuff about his life and getting an opportunity to share the gospel with him. And then finally, after, you know, about 10 minutes or so, his car restarts and everything's great. And Emmanuel heads on his way. And in that moment, as I look back on that moment, I think of the fact that God specifically, you know, orchestrated that moment to where I ended up in the right place at the right time. And I think the same is true for you and I almost every single day, that God has divine appointments for us to be a blessing and encouragement in the lives of others. And we see that so clearly in the life of this orphan teenage girl named Queen Esther. So a bit of context, and we'll look at God's word and look at what it has to say to us. And so the events that happened in the book of Esther, before they happened, the Jews had been taken into exile by the Babylonians, and years and years had passed, about 70 years, until we get to where this story is happening. Some Jews had already returned to the promised land as they'd been let allowed to go back by different rulers of the day. But some Jews also stayed where they were. And so here we have the story of this orphan girl named Esther, who was being taken care of by her older cousin named Mordecai. If you've never read the book of Esther, I encourage you to read it. And so the king of Persia goes on this year-long search for the next queen, his next queen. And through this process, Esther gets chosen, and Esther is the queen of Persia. And it's a crazy story, one that I would not put my stamp of approval on, but that's what happened in this young lady's life. And so the next thing I want you to know about is this guy named Haman. He's a wicked guy who wants to destroy the Jews. He hates Mordecai. He hates every Jew that lives in the land. And so he wants to devise a plot to exterminate God's chosen people. And we find in our story the heroes, Mordecai, Esther's cousin, and Esther, coming to the rescue of this entire nation. And so I want to point you specifically to Esther chapter 4, and we'll read 7 verses from there, verses 7 7 through 14. All right? Esther chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. And so the context is Mordecai is telling the news of the danger that is upon all of the Jews to this attendant of Queen Esther, the Queen of Persia. His name is Hatach, and we'll see what happens here in verse 7. Mordecai told him the whole story, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. And so Mordecai gave Hatach a copy of the decree issued in Susa that called for the death of all the Jews. He asked him to show it to Esther and explain the situation to her. He also asked Hatach to direct Esther to go to the king and to beg for mercy and to plead for the people. And so Hatach returned with this message to Esther. Verse 10, then Esther told him to go back and relay the message to Mordecai. All the king's officials and even the people in the provinces know that anyone who appears before the king without being invited in is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king hasn't called me in, and so I don't want to risk it. And so basically she's like, dude, I don't want to die by going and asking for mercy for our entire nation. And look at what Mordecai says to her in verse 13. He says, don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace that you will escape when all the other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place. But you and your relatives will die. Mordecai's like, I might be gone. Everyone you know that's a part of your family might be dead. And so then he says in verse, at the end of verse 14, who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this? Who knows if you were made queen for such a time as this? And so right after this, Esther listens to her older cousin. She asks all the Jews to pray and fast for God's kindness. And she approaches the king. And it's a long story, but to make it a short story, the queen goes before the king and makes her request known to him. And the end result is that the nation of Israel is saved from this extermination that was plotted on their behalf by this wicked man named Haman, all because this queen, Queen Esther, was bold and courageous when she was in the right place at the right time. And so the principle that I want to leave you with and encourage you with is this, is that surrender to God, you, everyone watching, everyone listening, you as an individual, if you're surrendered to God, you are always in the right place. And you're always at the right time to respond boldly and courageously and take a risk for the good of others. Remember, Esther, in going to the king and asking for him to save the Jews, was risking her own life on the behalf of others, right? And she made this bold risk, this courageous risk, and it turned out to be a risk that saved, you know, millions upon millions of lives. And so I want to encourage you, and I want you to think about this fact, that you, in your life today, in your family, in your group of friends, in your circles of influence that you're a part of as a teenager in 2020, God has put you there. If you are a follower of Jesus, if you have trusted in the work of Christ on the cross and his resurrection from the dead to be the payment for your sins and to allow you to live a life of full devotion to God, you're always in the right place and always at the right time. And you have an opportunity to take advantage of those moments, to take a risk boldly, to take a risk courageously, and to serve others. And so some of you probably need to think of that conversation that you've been putting off that you need to go and have right now or today, or that conflict that you need to resolve. Maybe you need to ask for someone's forgiveness, or you need to be honest about how you were hurt by them. And that takes risk, that takes courage, it takes boldness. Or maybe you and your friend group need to decide together to take a stand, to lock arms on maybe something that's an unpopular opinion, something that's risky to your reputation or to what others think about you or to how others will respond. But it doesn't matter how others respond. If you are responding in a way that is in line with how God would have you respond. And so we learned that from Esther, that when we're surrendered to God, we are always in the right, at the right time and in the right place to boldly take a risk, to courageously take a risk that will benefit and be a blessing to all those around us. And so I pray that that will be true of every single one of you, that the faith and boldness and courage of Esther would empower and encourage you to go and do the same. Love y'all. Have a great week of worship.